Good evening, everyone. Halacha Gems Learning Tonight continues to discuss the topic of Amen in specific situations that are contemporary and timely, noting that there have been many that have been curious whether or not a person's able to answer Amen to a bracha. Take, for example, Amen to a Chazaras Hashatz, or if a person hears any bracha via a phone or today Zoom, a person hears a bracha, participates in some type of simcha. You participated in Zoom Bar Mitzvah, Zoom Chasen, and you heard brachas under the chuppah. Do you answer Amen? Is that permissible? So we'll begin with just the ruling of most poskim. Rov poskim rule that a person can't fulfill an obligation such as hearing Havdalah or Kiddush or the like by listening to a bracha over the phone. And the reason why the poskim write is because a phone is really a simulated sound and does not, one doesn't actually hear the person who's reciting the bracha, even though it sounds like it. It's waves that are generated, and it's simulated, and it's artificial, and it's manufactured, and so therefore it's not the actual person. And that being the case, one would assume Amen could not be said in response to bracha recited on Zoom or over the phone, since even though it seems to be that you heard that bracha, the person did not actually hear the blessing itself. However, it's clear from the Gemara that in fact there are times when a person should answer Amen without hearing the bracha. So that means even in a situation where you hear, in this case, you think you heard a bracha, but even when the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, for example, relates a story where you think or you know that there's a bracha that's recited, but nonetheless you didn't hear it, but you nonetheless could say Amen. What's the case? The Gemara relates that there was a shul in Alexandria that was so large that much of the kehila, much of the congregation, could not hear the shlich tzibor. Now, in order to assist the kehila, the people that came to daven, so there was a gabbai, and the gabbai was assigned the task of waving flags at the end of each bracha as a signal for the people who were far off away that they would be able to answer Amen. So based on this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch and Rechaim, and later poskim, they ruled that one should answer Amen even without hearing the bracha, provided that the person knew which bracha was said. I mean, you know that there was a bracha that was said, and there was no intention to be yotze with that bracha. Now, for that reason, many contemporary poskim, such as Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others, have encouraged answering Amen to brachas heard over the phone or through Zoom. Now, it's important, though, to nonetheless know that there are others, or Chaylik, or Shlomo Zalman, for example, Minchas Shlomo, that says that one should not answer Amen to a bracha over the phone, and considers this to be an Amen Levatola, wasted Amen. And he explains that the Shul in Alexandria is different because everyone was together in one building. But if a person is, for example, miles away and there's no connection to the person reciting the bracha, an Amen cannot be recited. That's how he understands that Gemara to mean that they were all together. Now, Rav Schechter does rule that since there are two opinions in this matter, that those who say, like Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the other side, that there are two opinions with regards to answering Amen over the phone. And in this case, we'll talk about, as it relates to also Zoom, a person could answer Amen, shouldn't say should, but could answer Amen and not be concerned with it being an Amen Levatala. So therefore, in that situation, one could rely on those poskim. All right, we'll stop here. I wish you and your families a wonderful evening, being safe, healthy, and well.